当孩子们出生的时候，当然母亲会进行母乳的喂养。
This is also the most important nourishment for the children.
而这其实也是对孩子们而言最重要的滋养。
But we also have at the same time other kind of the nourishment, which
但是
is nourishment not
for
the physical body,
我们还有另外的滋养。
Sensations,
不仅仅是身体的滋养，同时也是对孩子的感觉和心灵、灵魂的滋养。
When I speak souls.
当我讲到这灵魂或心灵的时候，它总是指代的感觉的一个整合体，就是心灵和灵魂。
Soul as a philosophical term, I am not using soul as a
这个灵魂，我把它当做一个哲学术语去运用，我并没有把这个灵魂当做一个所谓灵性的或者是伪科学的这种方式去表达。
I'm using the word, soul,
把这个词灵魂用作一个哲学的术语去指代我们所有感觉的整合体，这就是我们的灵魂。这就意味着好的对灵魂很好的滋养，它意味着这个滋养是对所有的感觉也是很好的滋养。
When you go for a walk in the morning or
当大家早上或晚上去散步的时候
，you go to see you see the beautiful sky changing the colors，
你会看到这天空非常美的在变换着色彩。
Yes， and this is a good nourishment, you see.
而这正是很好的滋养。
It is not the something you can eat.
它可能并不是你能够吃下去的滋养。
But this is something you can see or sometimes smell or touch.
它是你可以能够看见、能够闻见、能够触摸得到、能够听见。
This nature, beauty.It's a very important nourishment for the for us and for the children too.
这样的自然的美对我们对孩子们而言都是非常好的滋养。
So we should also like in the kindergarten,
我们在幼儿园
going for a walk, yes.
我们散步的时候
relatively far away, yes, they can do.
比如说可以走的稍微远一些。
In each season, different nature.
可以去感觉这不同的季节，有着不同的自然的景色，在不同的天气气候之下，也自然也是不同的。
This is also the very important nourishment.
而这也都是非常重要的滋养。
First food, second nature.
首先食物，第一是食物。第二是自然。
And third would be
第三
such whole
则将是这所有的艺术活动
painting, singing, nursery rhyme,
绘画
play,
歌唱童谣、
yes.
角色扮演
But storytelling is something very special.
但是讲故事它是非常特别的。
Because this nourishment,
因为讲故事这个滋养，讲故事这个滋养
when the mother
是当母亲
tell a story to the child,
给孩子讲故事的时候
the mother not only
妈妈不仅仅
gives the contents of the story,
讲的给带给孩子的是故事的内容。
Actually,
其实
the mother
母亲
give the child love and mercy
带给孩子的是爱与慈悲以及一种依恋。
Yeah. And that's also the reason why this
这也是为什么这个滋养讲故事这个滋养
one of the most important nourishment for the children in
the
development of the child.
是对孩子的童年时代的成长最重要的滋养之一。
Yeah, actually, this is what I wanted to say.
其实这就是我想要说的了。
Finish. Good night.
啊，讲完了，大家晚安吧。
Okay, so. Yeah, so this is actually the issue today.
但其实这就是我们今天的主题。
So we want to discuss about it, yes?
所以我们想要共同来探讨一下这个主题。
Yeah, and Jaya said, yeah. Goodbye, Jaya.
Jaya, 再见。
Yeah, yes, now you cook for your daughter.
可以去做饭了，Jaya.
The nourishment.
给爸爸做饭，那也是很重要的滋养呢。
Yes, all right.
好。
Yeah, I am going to tell them one story today. Yes.
对，今天确实是要讲一个故事，
okay.
最后讲个故事。但首先，我们想要共同来探讨一下刚才说的这个主题呀。
Yes.Is there any opinion or?
请问大家讲到这里，大家有没有什么想法，或者是有没有想什么想说的，有什么样的问题？然后看看老师再想一下，他应该怎么样去往下讲。请问大家有没有什么问题？有没有什么评论？
Okay, then, yeah, in between you can send the.
好，那大家有问题，中间可以发过来哈。
Yes.
Now there's one question.
Yes.
About the story before the children go to bed. Do you have any advice how we can tell such story?
Mother self-made story.
睡前的故事应该是妈妈自己创作的故事。
That's the best one.
是最好的睡前故事。
Yes.
嗯。
Breast.
关于母乳喂养。母乳。
I wouldn't read any story, the picture book.
那我就不会给孩子读绘本。
Yeah. took away this message.
对，这个马上就撤掉了。
I wouldn't do that.
我不会讲
绘本。I also wouldn't choose any,
我也
you know, the fairy from the fairy tales,
不会选择
from our traditional fairy tales.
传统的童话故事来在睡前讲。
Mother should make her own story.
妈妈应该去创作自己的故事。
From her experience with the child.
从她自己和孩子一起的经历出发。
Because you can sense what the child need.
你能够感觉到孩子需要的是什么的。
You sense their necessity.
你能够感觉到他们的需要的是什么
？Yes.
必须的是什么 ？Actually, this person want to tell. How can we tell the story? Not only the which story, but also how we can tell the story.
Wait, I am going.
等一下，林立B， 正要讲呢，还没讲到那呢。OK.
I said with love.
之前不是说到了吗？带给孩子爱与慈悲，还有链接或依恋。
This is how you speak.
所以你讲也应该像这样讲呀。
That means.
那就意味着。
You need no skill.
你不需要任何讲故事的技巧。
You need no speech.
你不需要。言说艺术
exercise, no breathing exercise.
并不需要去讲什么呼吸练习、言说练习这些的。
You use a love and mercy
你就是用爱与慈悲、依恋之情就可以了。
You don't have to worry about
不需要去担心
the skill of your speech.
你讲故事的技巧完全不需要去想这些
This is very special occasion.
你说的这个睡前故事是非常特别的一个情景
But if you tell a story in front of the children,
但是如果你是以讲故事的方式去讲给孩子那就是另外一回事了。我们今天但主题并不是在那个方向怎么样在很多孩子或是正式的场合去讲故事而更多的是说像母乳喂养一样作为一个母亲你是怎么样去为孩子讲故事的。If could you try to compare the breastfeeding itself and the storytelling? Is there any similarity and what's the difference?
What?
The storytelling and the breastfeeding.
Yeah, storytelling is the breastfeeding.
讲故事就是一种母乳喂养啊，郑怡莹。
Maybe she means storytelling before go to bed or storytelling in front of the children, the difference or what?
郑怡莹，你说的是讲故事啊，和就睡前故事和
what
she said is this, if we compare, this breastfeeding to the storytelling, or storytelling to compare to the breastfeeding, is there any similarity between these two? Tionin said something like this, maybe she can tell. She said, because why she asked this question? It's because she have to breastfeed her child until the child is actually relatively very old comparing with other children. So maybe this attachment is very strong between she and her child. That maybe is it because she couldn't tell enough story, which the child always require, cannot stop this breastfeeding.
I don't think so.
那郑怡莹你说的，我觉得不是因为故事讲的不够导致的。
There's many children who
母乳喂养到很大。
Told any kind of
有一些很有很多孩子，可能甚至妈妈都没讲过故事。
Yeah, still they grow up.
但是他们还是会长大的呀。
Next question.
Next question is about the role play. Could you explain more about the role play? What do you mean by role play?
No, cannot because let's concentrate to the storytelling now.
关于角色扮演的问题，我们现在就不讲，因为我们现在专注在讲故事。And the Jaya asked, so her daughter now is 9 years old, but she still need the mother she tell the story before she go to bed. So this is also the breastfeeding of the soul, right?
Yeah.
And she said, her daughter said, if without mother storytelling, she couldn't fall asleep. Is it this attachment is too strong between she and her daughter?
Maybe.
It's too much. Too much. 有可能。
Maybe.
有可能。有可能。你说江燕你说的这个是很有可能。
You have to modify.
你可能需要去调整一下。
You can still tell the children, but you know you can change to like a little bit like a conversation, yeah. Before
你还是可以讲故事，但是你可以把它变成对话的形式。
Yeah.
比如说。
Also, you can tell a story, yes.
当然，你还是也可以讲故事啊。
Yeah. But maybe not every day, maybe.
但是不一定要每天讲。
It's sometimes important that the child go to bed alone. Yes.
因为有些时候呢，孩子可以一个人入睡也是很重要的。
Yes. Have to try.
你可以尝试一下。 So she said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just now you said, as a mother, when we try to create our own story, we mm-hmm. have to sense the need from the child, what they really mm-hmm. need, the necessity of the child. But except this, is there anything else we have to pay attention to?
Actually, nothing, because you make the story for your own child.
除了感觉孩子的需要，还有什么别的需要？其实没有了，因为你就是要去感觉你自己的孩子就行了。
So,
你是为他去创作，为他创作故事的时候，你是不会犯错的，作为妈妈。
Just like you cook,
就像是比如说
very simple food for her.
你为孩子可能做的饭很简单。
Yeah, which you don't make mistake.
对，你为孩子做的饭，你是也不会出任何错误的。
If you try to cook the very complicated dinner, then you might mistake.
但是如果你为孩子想要去做一顿大餐，非常复杂的那种，那说不定你会犯错。
But very simple food.
但是
like,
如果、
like、this,
你就是去
apple,、yes.
去做非常简单的，就比如说苹果泥呀、啊，或是非常简单的一个饭，
yeah. Such very
那你不会犯错的。
Simple.
像这样
This is a
非常简单的这样的存在，就是对孩子而言是日常的滋养。
Next,
and the Tabibido mother ask, can we do this in this way that the children, try to tell, for example, I want to hear such story, and the children tell the plot, and then the mother trying to make the story according to the plot the children tell.
Everything according to the family.
红辉，这都是可以的，你说的这样没有问题，都是可以的，根据家庭的不同的情况。
There is not a manualized way.
并没有一个什么手册说必须要什么，怎么样去。讲故事没有。
Next.
The next question is the, this is not, she didn't ask a question, but she described one situation. The child really enjoyed the mother made story, but because mother made the story improvised,So she couldn't tell once again the exactly same story to the child. Always have some difference. Or the mother have to continuously tell one continuous story to the child.
Actually, better same story.
卢红，你的这个问题最好是要讲同样的故事给孩子听会比较好。
And you can also modify according to the situation of the day, of course.
你当然可以在同一个故事根据孩子今天不同的情况调整一下你讲的方式、讲的内容，你可以去感觉孩子今天的情况。有些孩子他们甚至会要求每天讲一模一样的故事，有些孩子他会要听不同的故事，这个其实根据每个不同的孩子他情况是不一样的，所以就像之前所说，并没有一个说什么必须要遵守的法则，没有这种。 Yeah, then she said she will try. This question is not about the storytelling, but about the child before she go to bed. She always want to touch the mother, the physical body.
This is something other issue, right?
Okay, 金子的这个问题和我们现在主题不太一样哈。And then the question is that she actually, this is from our storytelling group, she couldn't, make the difference between the before going to bed story and the way we are learning the storytelling in front of the children in a formal situation. And she said she was imitating the wolf in the journey cake story,、
mm-hmm.
the crawling, and her son was so afraid, he cried.、
Mm-hmm.
And then now she realized this is not the way we can tell for the story before the bed, before going to the bed.
Don't make any mistake.
严祖平，你不要犯错哦，你不要犯这样的错误啊。 Jaya said she had the similar experience.
My grandmother did never such a mistake to me.
我的外婆可是从来没有对我犯过这样的错误的。
Why you can make such a mistake?
为什么大家居然还会犯这样的错误呢？
Yeah. Because you think you have to do like this, you have to do like that, you see?
就是因为大家还是有一个标准，认为自己说我必须要这么做，我必须要那么做。
Yes. Yes, you are stupid.
My grandmother is right. 你们比较愚蠢，对，我的外婆很智慧。佳燕，你说的对。 Tabibi's mother said she never heard this story in her childhood.
Yeah, it happens, yes.
对，是有这种情况，小时候没听故事的人。今天有很多的孩子，有很多的孩子， 他们小时候没有听过故事。
Yes, yes.
对。
But we have to change. We have to regain.
但我们现在必须要改变呢。我们必须要把这样的故事的文化重新找回来才行呀。啊，and even that Bibido said, even her mother, she think her mother also didn't hear the story in the childhood.
嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯嗯
来嘛，我们要面向未来，红辉。我们要想说，面对我们这下一代，应该怎么做？The Hakka said, although she heard many stories in the childhood, but she felt so afraid, so frightened when listening to some of the story.
Yeah. Frightening, fear.
小时候听过故事很多，但是吓到过。
Yes.
吓到其实还好，有的时候听故事，有些孩子确实会哭啊。
I said mistake, but it's not mistake actually.
刚才说的是错误啊，但是其实不算错误，不算错误。And now this Miss Wang, she said when she listened to your storytelling, she now could remember many stories from her grandfather used to tell her in the childhood.
Good.
想起了小时候爷爷讲的故事，挺好的，挺好的。云超
，You could listen to your grandfather.
啊，云超，你小时候是听爷爷讲故事的？哇，你好幸运啊，好幸运啊。Yeah, the Tavivido mother said, "No, actually, for." She have two sons. Now finally the younger son can listen to the story in the childhood from her.
Yes, good.
Yeah, that's until now.
Okay, then. Why it's so important?
好，那我们来讲一下呢，为什么这么的重要。
This story, some of you already heard.
这个故事可能有些人已经听过了。
So sorry that you hear this twice.
很抱歉，你可能要听两遍这个故事。第三遍。
There's many new people, right?
Yes.
Okay.
还是有很多新同学在的。
So, there is one actress friend from Russia.
我有一个朋友，她是一个非常优秀的俄罗斯裔的女演员。
I sometimes used to ask her for my production.
我以前呢会邀请她作为演员参加我指导的作品。
Very talented actress, also graduated.
她非常有天赋，而且她也是从歌德大殿的戏剧学校，歌德堂的戏剧学校毕业的。
Sometimes, she also can also act in the films.
有时候她甚至还会在电影里面出演角色。
But still, not enough to live.
但是她通过演员还没有办法让他挣到足够的钱去生活。
So,
所以呢
？She decided to work besides her actress.
她就决定要除了这个，当演员，她要找其他的工作。
So she decided to work in one hospital.
于是他就决定他要在一个医院工作
，as a speech therapist，
作为一个言语治疗师、言说治疗师。
And this hospital is
very
special hospital.
它是一个非常特别的医院。
Directed connect with this certain how do you call this?
它是直接。
Police department.
跟警察局合作的一个医院
like a justice department
和那个法务部和司法部合作的一个医院
so when the person like who has a drug addict
比如说当有一个人他是有药物成瘾或是吸毒的人
how do you call that commit
与此同时他们还进行了犯罪犯了罪的
the property or steal
比如说破坏了他人的财产啊或是说偷东西啊
so sometimes they have to go to the psychological hospital
所以像这样的人呢就是药物成瘾又犯了罪的这样的人他们要去医院去进行心理的治疗
or they come to this hospital where she works
所以他们都会来到这个我的就女演员朋友她工作的这个医院进行治疗
So she received such a drug addict criminal people.
所以，她接收到的患者都是一些药物成瘾又犯了罪的年轻人，绝大多数是年轻人。
And she worked with them like through the speech exercises.
这位女演员她就会和这些人去做呼吸的练习，做言说的练习
，speak the lyric and things like this.
朗诵诗歌，像这样的互动。
So, before she started, the practice with them, she always gave the interview sheet.
这个只开始工作之前呢，她总会进行问卷的调查。
The family background and the
就是
educational background,
调查她的家庭的背景啊，教育的背景啊，
economical background, things,
以及经济的背景啊。
Yeah, and there's one question.
其中。有一个问题
，In her whole career，
在她整个职业生涯当中，我不知道现在是不是已经辞职了呀？但是据我当时跟她沟通的时候，直到那个时候为止，所以至少是那几年当中
，Of her career in this hospital，
在她在这个医院工作的这个职业生涯里
，There's one question, always same answer。
总有一个问题，他收到的答案是同样的一个。
And always answer was no.
这个答案总是没有。
And the question was.
这个问题问的是。
Did you have such opportunity when you were childhood?
在你的童年时代有没有这样的机会
？Listen to the fairy tales.
就是。能听到你的妈妈、爸爸、你的父母，或是祖父母，或是家庭成员给你讲故事的机会。
And the answer was no, always.
关于这个的问题的答案总是没有。
You see, I am not saying If you didn't listen to the fairy tales,
我并不是说只要你没有听过故事，你小时候，那你未来就会成为这么一个药物成瘾或者是吸毒的犯罪者，这不是我的初衷啊。其实我是想反过来说这件事情，而是所有的吸毒的犯罪者，他们小的时候在童年时代是从来没有听过故事的。
You see?Drug addict, criminal. This is something they want to escape. 这些
吸毒的犯罪者为什么他们这么做呢？都是因为他们想要逃避。
And they want to seek something, somewhere to escape.
他们一直在去追寻一个可以逃避的地方。
Remember I said.
大家记得吗？之前讲到过。
Telling the story content.
讲故事。我们讲的不是故事的内容。
We are giving the mother.
刚才说到，母亲为孩子讲故事的时候，她是带给孩子爱、慈悲以及一种依恋、链接。
So some people lack of
love and
attachment. 所以
有些人他缺乏爱、缺乏慈悲之心、缺乏这种链接的时候，像这样的人，他有可能。会逃避去进行这样的犯罪行为。
So I am glad that,
所以我非常高兴看到红辉并没有走向那个方向，成为一个药物成瘾或吸毒的犯罪者。
So I can even praise her.
所以我甚至想要去赞扬他，尽管他小时候没听过故事，不像我这样能听过故事。
She can do this artistic work.
却能够去进行这样的艺术活动。现在 ，She want to add something. She said, although she haven't listened to the story, but she heard the singing from the family member in the childhood.
Well, it's almost the same.
红辉，那这个唱歌和讲故事基本上是一样的呀。
Okay.
嗯，but Jaya said she almost going to that direction.
Yes. This is not the joking, right, Jaya?
嗯，但是嗯，张燕，你不是开玩笑对不对？你不是开玩笑对不对
？But I can imagine you're not the people.
Yeah, 对，我们可以想象，不仅不是说你啊，一个想象一个人，如果他真的没有这样的经历的话
，Yes.
So the Tabido mother said, that's actually the reason why she could clearly remember the situation. She heard the family member singing when she was still 2 or 3 years old.
Well, okay.
Monolith want to say, although she haven't heard the storytelling or nor the singing, but she lives in the nature and experiencing the nature. So maybe that's also the reason now she's still alive. She can keep alive.
Yes, alive, yes.
对，你还存活着，易红，没错。
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
The Hakka said, not only the storytelling, she also experiencing the puppet theater or the traditional theater during the festivals.
Yes, yes.
还有看戏啊，木偶戏什么的。
Mm-hmm.